The federal government's commission of audit will be on the minds of the state and territory leaders when they gather in Canberra today for the latest COAG meeting. The report outlines a series of harsh measures, including a $15 Medicare co-payment and including the family home in the pension assets test. Malaysian authorities have released a preliminary report into the disappearance of Flight 370, comprising just 5 pages. The report reveals it took 4 hours after last contact was made for search and rescue operations to be launched. It recommends real-time tracking be introduced on all commercial planes. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron denies there's been any political interference in the arrest of Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams. Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness says the arrest is a deliberate attempt to influence upcoming elections. Mr Adams has denied any involvement in the abduction and murder of Jean McConville back in 1972. Ukraine's acting president has reinstated military conscription to deal with the ongoing unrest in the east of the country. In the latest incident, pro-Russian protesters have stormed the prosecutor's office in the city of Donetsk. Several people have been injured in the clashes. A serious offender has escaped from a mental health facility in Melbourne's north. 38-year-old Daniel Carl Ryan was allowed out of the Thomas Imbling Hospital yesterday on unsupervised day release, but never returned. Members of the public are urged not to approach him.